Shan, let's get to you right now.
All right, for all my singles, show your true love for the Bay Area and donate blood today. Blood Centers of the Pacific is open from 11 to 6 p.m. Visit or make an appointment at bloodheroes.com. Donation centers include Antioch, Cupertino, Fairfield, San Mateo, San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Rosa.
Everywhere.
Yeah, we got it.
You want to mention the entire Bay Area?
We got it.
San Rafael Valley.
It's a nice day to be reminded that you could help save a life by donating blood. Mm-hmm. And you actually don't have to be single just to do that.
Mm-hmm. Also, you got to eat too, right? Ike's is spreading the love by offering $6 sandwiches all day long. So hit that up. After eating, go hang out with goats. Seriously, party with cuddly little goats in San Francisco. Because they're cute. It's lit. It's a party with goats.
What does this party consist of? Do we roast them over an open fire?
No, you go and take pictures with them in like photo booths and stuff.
The goats come into the photo booth.
Yeah, you take pictures.
You put them on Instagram.
You post up. You post up.
I just saw the ladies of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills doing goat yoga.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even yoga. The goats are constantly jumping on top of you. You're falling down. You're not even getting in your pose.
That's why it's fun. Yes, it's at the East Cut Pop Up Gallery at 302 Folsom Street from 4 to 8 p.m. And make sure to RSVP to get in for free.
You better not. You better hope my nephew and dad don't go over there. They're gonna pick one out. To cook.
No. These are just to take pictures with. And for the after party, let your single aggression out at the Valentine's Day pillow fight. This is an annual tradition with nearly 1,000 mostly single people when they descend on Justin Herman Plaza with feather and stuffed pillows and lovingly beat the crap out of each other.
It's a mess out there.
Yeah,
it's going to be
gonna
so
be
wet.
No, it's going to be fun.
You're going to get hurt if you hit somebody with a wet pillow.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to hurt like hell.
Well,
oh, again, thank God I'm not single.
No,
keep
Sal,
going.
Sal just said they put rocks in the pillow. That's not true.
No, that's wrong.
I've heard that people do that.
No.
Only in our neighborhood. Sal lives in a mission, too.
No. I mean, my man said he went for a few years. That's what single people do. And then you go meet, like, cute single people there. So, it's a thing.
If you want to get wet,
that's at 5:50, and it starts at 6 p.m. And it's free. Go have fun.
All right, there you go. There's some free things to do.
I'll just open a bottle of wine and eat this See's chocolate that Asia sent me. Thank you again, Asia. Super fan. Yes, dark chocolates in bed with Netflix and wine.
Now, keep your Valentine's Day shouts coming, too. We want more of those at 888-456-9970. And then at 9:20, you know, we are doubling the money when we pay your bills.
Oh, Shan.
What? Yeah.
I just got a text. Shan, can you tell me where 40-something-year-old singles can go? No goats, no pillows, please.
Stay home.
Ooh, all right. I don't know about that.
We'll get back to you.
Okay, let me think about
TikTok.
That. Yeah. I don't know. That's
be ready for us to pay
rate.
Your bills
no
in
goats,
10
no
minutes.
No pillows. Man, I feel like
money. Melinda Gee, let's double the money for you. And that's Sprint Bill, San Francisco. Melinda Gee, call us at 888-456-9970. We'll set 10 minutes on the clock. Get through and get your bills paid. Only from 99.7 now. Valentine's Day edition of The Love Trap had several layers to it this morning. You had Tara upset that her boyfriend Chris ghosted her after dating for 6 months. We set the love trap on him. He reveals he's ghosted her because he's gay and he met a guy named Grant.
Shook.
I know, right? This hit a lot of people, hit home for a lot of you this morning, including Fernando and Greg faithful Debbie. Debbie, tell us the story.
So this was a long time ago, like 40 years ago, but I got married at 18 and... he ended up being gay.
Back then, it was so much harder to come out. I bet you many women married gay men.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think I more convinced him because of certain things that happened. I'm like, oh, no, this is, you know. And I finally left him. And it was a while before he actually, you know, admitted it and came out.
So you saw signs and you were like, this dude's gay. I got to go.
Yeah, magazines and brown wrappers and, you know, coming home early sometimes. I'm like,
girl, you just took me back to my childhood. Magazines of brown wrappers.
Hey.
Yeah, and it was, but as far as Tara goes, it's just like, we were really good friends before that. I mean, we're obviously very young. We were super good friends, and, you know, I'm sure it's just, you know, hard to come out, especially even, you know, way back then.
Yeah.
But we, you know, you had that personal connection, so I'm sure probably Tara and that guy had, you know, they did enjoy each other's company. It's just, you know, it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, come to the realization. But yeah, at 18, that was, I thought, I actually believed back then that I did it.
Oh my God, yes. You're the gay maker.
Now, do y'all still have a relationship?
Yes, actually, we're in contact. Yeah, still know where he lives and know his husband. And
he got married.
We were childhood friends.
Did you get invited to their wedding, girl?
Yes.
Did you go?
Yes, went to the wedding. Yeah, I did.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Good for you.
He came back and explained himself and apologized. I got counseling. He got counseling.
He didn't get his head straight, girl.
Yeah, that's true.
I got bills.
Hey, we just called out Melinda Gee in San Francisco. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what the great thing about today is, Melinda?
It's Valentine's Day.
Well, right. That
and
we're also doubling the amount of money we pay today for your bills.
I know. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm actually, you know what? I had to pull over because I hurt my knee. So I'm still, like, on my way to work.
Okay. All right. Well, be safe. Glad you pulled over. That's the way to do it. But we did double your money for that Sprint bill. Wake up.
Fernando and Greg.
On 99.7 Now.
What a crazy day. The weather is crazy outside. Windy, rainy. Looks like rain. It's real cloudy out there right now. So it's coming down. And so there's lots of flooding in the Bay Area. So careful wherever you go. Give yourself enough time to get, whether it be work or school or wherever, just to even go out and go to the market or something. It's crazy, all right? Maybe stay home if you can. That'd be an awesome thing as well. And listen, because if you registered at 997now.com, we could be paying your bills, and we're doubling the money today.
Yeah, and we had a crazy love trap today. Young lady called us and found out the reason she got ghosted was, well, he actually was into guys, and he didn't know how to tell her. I kind of feel bad. I think a lot of people felt bad for both, but just agree that, you know, ghosting is not a good idea.
You're more shook about that, how she got ghosted. I'm more shook because he's gay. Like,
But I deal with that every day of my life. We have received a lot of calls from people who dated or married gay guys, girls. Pull up Kevin on line two.
Hey, Kevin, before we go, I want to get your call in. Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good. So you dated a girl and found out what?
Well, it was back in high school, so it was back in the mid to late 90s. We dated for like 3.5 years in high school, and then when we left for college, we were both like, you know, let's keep in touch. And then we never kept in touch. Fast forward 20 years, about 6 months ago, we had our 20th high school reunion. And she was there with her wife, and I was there with my wife. And she was like so apologetic to me. And it's like I got over that years ago. Don't worry about it. I'm happy you're happy. And apparently she kind of cyber-stalked me on Facebook and, like, wanted to say hi and wanted to say things, but she just... the guts to, because I was like the last straight relationship she ever had.
Oh, wow.
So, and it stuck with her for the longest time.
And you totally would have understood, right?
I totally would have been like, that's cool. That's awesome. You know, I mean, it turned out one of my best friends in high school was gay, you know, and he came out in college. So, I mean, I wasn't one of those, you know, I was a jock, but I wasn't, you know, that kind of jock.
Oh, tell me more about it.
What kind of jock were you?
You had me at
jock, guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the word jock excites me too.
About that kind of stuff.
You had me at jock.
Okay, Kevin, I'm glad though that
is come to find out she lives down in San Jose.
Oh, okay.
I live in San Bruno, but we grew up in Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's really crazy.
Oh, that is crazy. Well, y'all can double date now.
We hang out. Yeah, we hang out.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Well, I hope that happens for Tara and Chris from our love trap today. Maybe they can end up being friends.
I think she just needs to realize that it was his issue, not hers. And She doesn't have a ball in this game.
Yeah.
Really? You're right. That's her problem.
There was nothing she could do.
She wasn't
playing with the right ball.
Well,
all right,
Kevin, that was a great story to end the day with.
Yeah,
so
we
appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a good day. We'll be back here tomorrow, Friday.
Did you think he did that intentionally? She didn't have a ball in the game.
If you're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
We'll see you tomorrow.